two of the times I've showered in the last 2 weeks, so an average of once a week, Mark has asked to come in.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first time, accident. Second time, coincidence. I actually think Mark is trying to seduce me.
Oh.
And I just want to remind him, you're straight.
You're
consider him as a friend.
Sick of being seduced.
I've got no problem with what he does, as long as he does it behind closed doors.
You know I don't. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Dirty Laundry with Jamie D'Souza and Mark Bittlestone.
Hello.
Jamie and I are comedians, housemates and friends.
Every show we go through what we've done to annoy each other that week and get a guest on to mediate.
And referee.
And generally take Mark's side, but that's not the point.
Put the washing machine on, it's time for some Dirty Laundry. Jamie D'Souza, as I live and breathe, how art thou?
I'm feeling great. I'm very summery. The sun is shining. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah, good. It's a real mood lifter, isn't that?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's a shame there's no more cameras, because me, you and our producer, Alfie, are in very skimpy shorts.
Yep. Yeah, well, at some point, probably this autumn, we'll get the cameras back into the house.
Yeah, but just in time for the shorts to get a bit longer.
We thought we'd have a dirty period with starting on the radar and can do and say whatever we want. Well, speaking of dirty periods, we have on the pod with us today a returning guest.
Our first ever returnee.
Yeah, the wonderful Luke Cheesy Chilton.
You know what's so sad about that is I thought you were calling Alfie the dirty period. And I was going to be like, yeah, you dirty period.
Yeah.
Piece of pre-birth.
It was me.
Oh, I was being zong.
The only thing I was going to say when you asked earlier if Luke could come on was, yeah, of course he can, but we should probably start thinking about having some female guests on. And then we've immediately started the pod with pre-birth.
We're not saying we. I've not had any part in this.
What, in Luke coming on?
Jamie told me
no,
to put some
pre-birth and day periods and stuff.
Jamie told me to put some ladies shit in there.
Yeah, exactly. We've effectively done that. He's waiting so patiently, bless him, to speak. Well, don't speak until you've been spoken to. You're going to have to delete. Yeah. That's fine. Say sorry.
Yeah, good. He's passed the test.
Yeah, very good. Simon says, welcome, of course, every week to our wonderful producer, Alfie Evans.
Hello. Hi.
It'd be great if it was live, wouldn't it? We'd love to hear a round of applause for that.
Yeah.
We'll do a live one.
In Edinburgh every day. Pleasance Grand.
Yeah, I think maybe this autumn at the Bill Murray, but yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You can bring your mates along, Alfie.
All two of them.
Oh, really? Have they dropped off?
No, you just get old, don't you? And you just everyone moves away. That's what it is.
Where do they go?
They get taken away and they go and have kids and stuff.
When you say taken away, do you mean by their wives?
Yes.
They get kidnapped brutally by the woman that they love.
It makes sense. You have to toe the line. And sure. Some have moved to Bristol. Some have moved to Cheltenham. I mean,
yeah.
Others, one went to Canada, but he's now there going through a breakup. So that's...
Oh, no.
What's his name?
Chris.
Why did Chris leave?
They split up. So anyway, but he's going to stay. He's got indefinite stay now. So that's
great.
Good. It's good work.
Because
they were married.
Yeah, we're married. Yeah.
Are you team Chris or team Beth?
Don't be bothered, to be honest. I think they're both nice people. Just didn't work out. But a lot of my friends are getting divorced now. I'm of that age now.
Yeah. So are you looking to get that second wave of divorced
I just sort of left all that out. I just sort of didn't bother with any of the marriage and divorce stuff.
Yeah, well, we know
but
that.
Now you're picking up.
No, I'm just saving a lot of money.
Alfie's
sort
of person who'd just be divorced and not married.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've managed to, despite avoiding that, you've managed to sort of give off the most divorced vibe.
Yeah.
You gain none of the benefits of marriage, but all of the vibes of divorce.
All the vibes, but no baggage, though, which is pretty good.
No possessions.
Yeah. They did take half, and it was half of nothing.
So you can't take half of nothing.
Very good.
Yeah,
there
good
we go.
Yeah, nice.
It is true. TikTok, it's zing o'clock.
Yeah. Let's stop just zinging Alfie. I feel mean. Like,
yeah.
Alfie, do you ever feel like upset deep inside because we always take the piss out of you?
No, because I'm...
No.
The truth is, I was saying to someone the other day, it's like, I mean, you guys know that In reality, I'd love to rip the piss out of both of you, but I'm a professional. Yeah. Luke knows that I'm a professional, so I just have
not
to
mention
my
on
tongue.
The clock.
Yeah. I'm on the clock, I'm a professional, and then I just go home and I just scream into a pillow.
That's what I want from this.
and wank into a sock. Yeah.
Not necessary at the same
time. Wank into
but
a pillow and cry into a sock.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, we should probably touch base with our guests.
Yes, yeah, so how do you feel being the first returnee guest?
I'm the first returnee
guest ever.
Yeah. But you also said that you've only done 3 episodes.
Since the reboot.
Yeah, this is episode like 42 or something.
Why did it go down before?
We've kind of gone into it, but
we've got into it with our with our listeners. But
oh, is it?
I had a tantrum over Jamie's behaviour.
Yeah.
and then we went on about 8 holidays.
Not together.
And then
I was ill for a bit.
Jamie was ill for a bit. We had 2 quite big personal issues.
Oh God.
Not tantrum related.
One was called Alfie, one was called Mark.
Very good.
No, we both lost friends.
Metaphorically.
Yeah. They're still alive.
Yeah, exactly. And so the combination of that means that we had a break, but we're back, as you can tell.
Yeah, better than ever.
And we feel refreshed.
Yeah, you look fresh-eyed and glistening in the eyes.
Now, I will say, is this fair to say you're not necessarily back by invite?
No, I was sort of just here.
you messaged me
as day
well.
Off.
Yeah.
And Jamie was like, should we hang out?
No, you messaged me saying, do you want to hang out?
Yeah.
That is true. Because a different friend cancelled on me.
You more or less asked
a better friend
to come
on. I don't want to say better, but...
Who was it?
It was my friend Truman. He's a regular boy, not a comedian.
You mentioned Truman before.
He's a friend of mine. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, not an NCF.
What's that?
Non-comedy friend.
Yeah, non-comedy friend. I used to live with him and Elliot Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was where the little boy.
Fantastic. Yeah. Elliot, the little boy.
For anyone who wants to hear probably the best Dirty Laundry anecdote we've had.
Well, it feels rude to say no, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Painting means a corner.
Well, certainly right up there. It's hard to think of a better one.
Any episode.
Listen back to... Which episode was it, Alfie?
You can just say episode and then Luke Chilton. You can edit it in afterwards.
Yeah.
Episode.
It was quite early doors, wasn't it?
Yeah, relatively early. But look back and find the Luke Chilton episode, because there's some gold in there about his housemate.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Elliot Delas.
Beautiful boy.
But yeah. But so you asked me if you wanted to go get lunch.
Yeah.
I said I had a big breakfast.
You
thank you very much.
You too busy for lunch.
So you guys haven't had any lunch?
I had late breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, fair play.
Brunch.
Nice.
I suppose.
Half a donut.
Porridge.
Half a donut, you know?
You brought the donuts.
I brought the donuts. Donut for you, mate.
I've had one, thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, help myself.
Yeah. It's good. It was a delight, yeah.
But yeah. Right, let's.
We might need to push on a little bit with the.
Yeah, I feel like we might have to go.
I thought this was gold. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I think we're talking about old episodes.
You're always putting pressure on the pod. It'll come, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, it always does come.
Speaking of come. How have you been recently, Luke?
I've been great. I live with my mum now.
Oh, fantastic. Well, very much speaking of cum.
Yeah. Rude.
Sorry, yeah. I'm not.
My mum's also so frigid.
Is she?
I would love my mum to like get dick down a little bit, but I don't think she's had sex in like decades, maybe.
Oh,
maybe not decades.
What's her situation?
She's just a single woman.
Right.
Is she looking for love?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Alfie, you'd have a go on it.
Jamie.
That was a joke.
She's like, I actually saw her try and flirt with a man. No, a man tried to flirt with her and she brutally shot him down.
Oh.
Really? So what was the nature of the flirt?
He was just being like friendly and chatty. We were at like a party together because I go to parties with my mum.
Sure.
Yeah. Why are you sniggering?
Because I've got jokes in my head and I'm holding them back.
Alfie, do your jokes.
You go to any point of this podcast.
Alfie, rather than giggle.
Everyone goes to parties with your mum. That's what was meant to happen there.
Right.
But if you want to fuck my mum? No, I don't want to, but someone's
that's
got to.
That's rude.
Someone's got to.
Alfie, if you got invited to a party with your mum, you'd be there in a second.
I would never take my mum to a party.
You've not turned down... You've not turned down a party invitation for 2.5 decades.
I have turned down your New Year's Eve party.
Fucking outrageous.
Fucking nothing. That's
did you really?
I did. Yeah.
I just felt hungover, weren't you?
Yeah, I went out the night before with some chick. I was just like, I cannot do 3 nights in a row. I was like, literally, I didn't. I ended up just watching the screensaver on the TV.
To be fair, I think you actually dodged a bullet. You dodged a Buddhist. Yeah.
I did want to come for that because even pretty for the wacky. Craziness. But I had, I think, night. I had a gig on New Year's Day, which turned out to be a bust anyway.
Yeah, who could have seen such a thing?
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought no one would be there?
The most hungover day of the year was it was a bad gig. Yeah. Okay, so you're living with what's your mother's name? Dare I ask?
Wiz.
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 Don't look at me like that.
Right.
Where's she from?
Her name's Wiz. What's that? Short for Isabel.
Oh. So shouldn't she be called Iz?
That's probably.
Wiz is cute, though.
Wizabel.
Wiz. How did that emerge?
Or Jizz, as all my friends in school used to call her.
Jizz Chilton.
Jizz John. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That's what they used to call
that's
her.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Well, ironically, you know, no Jizz has been near her in years.
No, apparently not.
But
how did that go serious suddenly?
How did she get the nickname Wiz?
I have no idea.
Just always.
I don't know. She's just always been like, don't call me Isabel. Call me Wiz.
Oh, okay.
You little shit.
Is she trying to give herself a nickname? Because that's probably the only time you can give yourself a nickname.
But she goes by it professionally.
Really?
What is her profession?
Yeah, it can't be that high powered.
She sells speed, does she?
I was wondering if you were going to go for drug dealer or prostitute.
Yeah, it was going to be one of the two.
In fairness, Wiz is a nickname for speed.
Yeah. So that's true.
We're all sort of what does she do?
She's a physiotherapist for disabled children.
A physiotherapist?
Wow. Very good.
Very good. Oh, yeah. Very good.
For disabled children.
Alfie laughed way too much at that terrible joke.
That was a good joke. Come on.
Yeah, I think that's
real. That's Jamie's best ever joke.
She'll probably get 300 likes on Instagram.
I think disabled is
I agree.
Oh, that's sweet that she does that. That's very good.
Yeah, so she's a good woman.
Presumably she performs on you as well.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Dirty Laundry. I actually had an incredibly eventful gig on Friday, Alfie, which I don't think you know anything about.
So really?
Should we tell you about that?
Let's do it.
So I actually did another podcast, if you would forgive me.
Yeah.
For
it's actually a bit rude.
That's good. Because you meant to promote, you promoted this one, right?
Not at all.
What? That's
and,
why
and you'll
you...
find out why.
Oh.
I was doing... So, Alfie, do you know a comedian called Clive Anderson?
Yeah, I know Clive Anderson. So, I was doing...
Me and Clive, we go way back.
Alfie looks a bit like Clive Anderson.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Clive Anderson.
Alfie, go like that.
Clive Anderson. Clive Anderson. Clive Anderson was obviously big in my childhood because he hosted Whose Line's It Anyway.
Yeah.
But he's... a barrister who's not funny, but anyway, we'll get to that.
So you got beef with Clive?
I got Clive because I just don't think he's very funny. He's one of those guys that's ridden the coattails of Radio 4 his whole life without being.
Do you think you're funny?
You might be listening to this.
Yeah, I reckon I've made more people laugh than Clive Anderson.
Yeah,
last week, yesterday.
Yeah. Just you were on form yesterday, though.
It was
he was at a funeral. So come on,
but he dressed up as a character.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, sorry, I've interrupted this story.
No, it's fine. It's good to get your. So yeah, but I was doing his podcast and it was called The Seven Wonders of My World, where basically I tell him what my seven wonders would be, which, you know, I thought was a bit self-indulgent because no one in the crowd know who I am. Mm. It was in Monmouth. Everyone was like at least 70. Mm. At one point, Clive said one of his wonders was Wikipedia and he had to be like, he had to stop halfway through because no one had been on Wikipedia in the crowd.
Wow. What?
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's wild. So, surely 70-year-olds... Anyway,
exactly. But he did the first half just on his own, not as a podcast, just as a show. It was in a proper, it was in the Savoy Theatre in Monmouth,
okay.
Beautiful venue. And he came on dressed as Dick Whittington, and basically, I don't know if I can say this.
Yeah,
he won't be listening. The crowd were not laughing loads.
But why did he think they were? They would just at him being Dick Whittington.
No, he was telling stories. To be fair. It was all very interesting.
Mm.
But he was telling stories as Dick Whittington.
As himself, dressed as Dick Whittington.
So why was he dressed as Dick Whittington?
That is a question you'll have to ask him personally.
Right, okay.
He tried to explain it to me, but I didn't really understand it. But anyway, We're not here to slag off Clive Anderson. He was really funny.
No, he sounds like two of us. Clive
Anderson. I'm more than happy to join that team.
No, because genuinely, he was such a nice man. So, you know, nice. let's just get that over. But I sat at the back and was watching. And for some reason, this never happened before, at a gig, I fainted.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
How mad is that?
What do you mean? Whilst you're on stage?
No.
Whilst
did I not
back?
Literally just say I was sitting at the back?
I stopped listening. Okay, for
Alfie, our own producer and co-host tends to zone out.
Yeah, and I was literally taught zoning in him directly that whole story. But no, I was sitting at the back of the theatre because, as I said, Clive Anderson was on in the first half and the podcast was in the second half. So I was watching from the back and I just went out into the lobby because I was like, oh my God, I feel really bad. Mm. And I just came out and I basically fainted in the lobby. And
did you like shake and stuff?
No, so
like
I went
a seizure.
I went deaf. No, I didn't have a seizure. I went deaf in one ear. All my vision was blurry, and I came out and I was like, I feel really bad. I think I'm gonna faint. I don't know if you can tell. And then the guy was like, yeah, you're in a cold sweat, mate. I can see. and then I basically just keeled over.
Oh my goodness. Was he holding you? Did he stop you from falling over? Or
no, I was kind of sat down on a bench at that point.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm probably being. But I did.
But you know, fell off the bench. Slid onto
no,
the
I
floor.
Actually fell to the side and lay on the bench.
Oh man.
So you had a bit of a nap, essentially.
Yeah, I knew you were going to try and downplay my fate. Yeah. Fucking hell. No, I fainted. It's just as the interval was happening. So people started to find out. Luckily, they moved me upstairs before everyone came out and just saw me fucking lying face down
think,
on a bench.
What would they think if they saw a man having a quick rest on a bench?
Yeah. Man was mildly tired.
That news would have spread like wildfire.
Right, because when you're just a bit tired, you lose all your hearing in one ear.
Well,
your
they know that. They
well, no, that's
you.
He looks like he's lost his hearing.
I was in a cold sweat.
Cold sweat. How did he know? He touched it. How do you know the cold?
Who was this man? Actually,
he was just like the venue manager or something.
Right.
And
okay.
When they took you upstairs, they like, was it, did you have your arm over them?
No, this
carrying
the
you
thing.
Like a World War II.
I actually thought this at
veteran.
The time. They just let me walk up the stairs on my own.
Okay. Oh.
And actually looking back, everything was dizzy and I was like, my mind wasn't straight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a bad idea from them. You could have passed out.
Yeah.
Falling
down the stairs.
Yeah. But then I went upstairs, had a glass of water, felt all right. And then I did the show.
That's amazing.
And it was fine.
I had one of the biggest bombs of my life.
Which is fine.
So, yeah.
Like, please, I wish I could have lost consciousness on stage.
It obviously looked to the theatre staff of Monmouth, who probably aren't that used to having comedians down, that I was just like, I was just nervous and that's why I fainted, which is so embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
But he interviewed me on what my seven wonders would be. And me and Mark and previous guest of the show, Mickey May, came up with a little draft list.
Mm.
And I should actually use this as a gripe, but one of Mark's suggestions was to say the Pyramids of Giza, which is an actual wonder.
My suggestion was do six that aren't wonders, you know, six of your own things. And then it's funny to have an actual wonder.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's an actual joke.
It's a bit subversive. Yeah.
So I did that. I said, Pyramids of Giza cut Clive as my last wonder. And he went, okay, and why's that? And I was like, I just thought, you know, why not? And he's like, so you've got no facts. And he was like angry at me. The audience were pissed off. And they were like, we wanted a fucking wonder. Six isn't enough. We need seven.
That can't be a gripe at me. You should have mugged up on the Pyramids of Giza. But
I had one fact and he just said it wasn't true.
Oh, really?
My fact was that the Pyramids of Giza were built while woolly mammoths were around. And I shouldn't think that's true. And it was in a completely different area anyway.
Wait,
well, this is in front of an audience. I'm just getting told off.
That's hilarious. You just totally did you.
But you were claiming it was the same area as
same
well.
Era.
Same era. Not
were,
area.
Were
not
the
area.
Mammoths still around?
Well, not according to Clive.
What, third or fourth millennium? But my further suggestion was your seventh. Your sixth should have been the Pyramids of Giza, and then your seventh should have been a pyramid of Gizas. Yeah, there we go.
That is fun.
Game on the podcast.
Great.
Thank you. Clive would have loved that.
Clive would have loved that. He was fuming.
He was in full dick. Like,
you could not get that many men on top of
him.
I shouldn't.
Illogical.
Can you imagine being dressed up as Dick Winston? Some guy comes on and takes the piss like
that. Yeah.
He's committed. You're not.
Wait, was he dressed as Dick Whittington the whole time?
No, he got changed into a suit.
Because it would have been ridiculous.
Exactly, this is a serious interview. Yeah.
But it does feel like a weird format for Clive to essentially make a bit of money and go on a sort of roadshow around the UK.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just tell stories and he doesn't have to pay, no offence, some weird load to come
I
down?
I added no incremental value to that show.
Why are you there?
I was obviously
Jamie fucking D'Souza.
I was a last minute replacement for another act.
Who are you replacing? Yeah.
No, I asked Clive that actually, and he wouldn't tell me.
Oh,
but
gosh.
It did sound that on the site, so where people are booking tickets, goes Clive Anderson and a guest.
Sure.
Previous guests have included Stephen Fry, Dara O'Brien, and David Baddiel.
Yeah.
So they were promised those three.
They would have done a way better.
And they were given me.
Yeah. Unhappy. Yeah.
They didn't even know what Wikipedia was. Yeah.
They would have had so many facts about the Pyramid of Giza.
Stephen Fry is full of knowledge.
Stephen Fry is a massive booking, right? And I'm a massive booking error. It was all right. I actually had quite a nice time.
Did you address that when you got there?
I did. At one point I said, obviously no one here knows who I am. And I don't think Clive was happy about that. I also mentioned I got a day job. And again, I think it was like, let's try and pretend that you're actually a comedian here. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, that's just what it is.
I never understood that when people were like, oh, don't mention you got a day job as a comedian. I'm like, you're just a human being, right?
Yeah, but also those are the kind of people who they're obsessed with like status and with like comedic technique. Do you know what I mean? They'll talk about that at length. Like, you should never expose your status on stage. Like, shut up and write a joke, you knob.
Put on a Dick Whittington suit and get on with it.
But what I will say, Monmouth, beautiful town. I went on my own, which is a bit of a, it's on the border between, it's in Wales,
right?
But it's in, I watched the football the next day in the pub, made friends with some locals.
Nice.
It's always fun. Stayed in a Weatherspoons.
Love that.
Like overnight in the
Weatherspoons hotel.
What, you they, passed out?
Yeah,
on
you're
the
allowed
floor.
To do that.
It's a disgusting hotel.
Really?
You'd expect a Weatherspoons hotel to be like bad, but fine.
Yeah.
So it was like dirty.
Really?
There were skid marks when I walked in.
Oh,
you know how I feel about that.
They knew you were coming.
Yeah.
And then
nowhere
to wash
hot water.
Your underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no hot water.
The shower was like lukewarm.
Oh, God, that's horrendous. Is there a castle in Monmouth?
There is.
Monmouth Castle?
No, I didn't see it.
Fair play.
I watched the football, dropped my phone, smashed it, went to a phone shop, got the bus home.
Wow, that was a good day out.
So you
went to
Pizza
screen? Express. Yeah.
Nice.
So can people listen to the podcast?
Yeah, it'll be coming out. As long as he doesn't hear this, get angry and not release it.
That'd he does great. Wield a lot of power, Clive Anderson, I think.
Well, over his own podcast.
I'm hoping I'll be on the next series of Whose Wizard. Line Is It Anyway?
Through the hallways of Radio 4, I think he will.
Like, you're never
otherwise,
do
he wouldn't
4.
Get gigs.
What's he doing now, radio-wise?
He does a lot of shit like that, basically.
Does he still do Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No, I don't think he does that,
does that anymore.
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
Fine.
He was, if you watch the old episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway, his sort of interactions are just awkward. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
You fucking hate Clive Anderson.
Never hated him as a kid, but it just becomes apparent this is this guy that's got this status and it's not warranted at all. Unless maybe I'm ignorant, he's done so much behind the scenes.
There is a genuine rage in Alfie's eyes.
Yeah, I've actually never seen. Even when Alfie's talking about women, he's not listening.
Well, quite. We've spoken about Nazis. And I saw barely a flicker in Alfie's eyes.
Dirty Laundry.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please like, share, subscribe, and leave us a review.
And tell all of your friends how much you're enjoying it.
Just like Jamie's enjoying saying this.
Thank you very much.
Let's get Ketty. While you were in Monmouth, if I may be so bold as to say, probably had sex with the hottest guy I've ever had sex with.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I sent you him,
right? Yeah, you know you did.
What do you look like?
And maybe we'll ever have sex with.
So that's it. Now you're going to retire now.
I think I should. Yeah. He was a model. So
that's pretty, pretty good.
Not even a part-time, a full-time model.
Full-time model, full-time model. Splits his time between New York, Paris, and the Ivory Coast.
Oh.
And his Instagram handle is Thor Tells Jokes.
Very, very good. It's a shout out to Thorsten, our previous guest.
Because everyone is just wanting to know what his Instagram is, but obviously you can't give that away.
No, you shouldn't give that away. But yeah, just wow, beautiful.
Was the sex great or did you feel intimidated?
No, it was phenomenal. We had sex for like 5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah.
That's a bit too long.
That's too long. Is that just one constant stream of thrusting? Yeah.
How many times did you come in 5 hours?
Several times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you stop for just a sandwich or...?
No, we didn't have any food actually in that period. A long time, but it was like 1 till 6 p.m., so I guess we probably both had lunch before.
Well, this is a daytime thing.
Yeah.
Hang on, what's your sex utilization time? So how much of that 5 hours are you actually literally having sex, would you say?
Probably literally having sex or in some form of engagement.
Let's do both.
I would say probably like half of that time or a third of that time.
Wait, what counts as actual sex? Like someone's dick is in somewhere.
Yeah. I would say probably split it into three. Or maybe, I'd say a third of that time.
He split you in three.
Very good. A third of that time, look, we're not doing anything. We're just like chilling, chatting. No, you're not listening, Alfie. Don't jump in. I am going to explain.
I'm just getting excited.
Canoodling. Affection.
Probably a third of that time, we're not doing anything sexual or... not even kissing, right? So we're like talking, chatting. I think we watched a bit of TV for a bit. You know, we're having like a timeout, whatever.
Yeah.
Probably a third of
time
that.
Out. Time out. Means he's so sat naughty. On the naughty step. You've been a naughty boy. Too naughty. Get out.
Probably like a third of that time we're doing bits of some variety. Like, you know, kissing, whatever.
Juggling.
Juggling what?
Fucking variety act.
Variety act, yeah. It's a bit of Clive Anderson.
Yeah. I'll be like, you're
Clive's job over here.
Yeah, I come up with my dick waiting to out there. Hey.
And I'm just like fainting.
Yeah. And then a third of the time, hardcore shagging, yeah.
Hardcore?
Great. It was great.
Thrusting.
Were you? Did you spread it evenly?
and also, did you top or bottom?
I decline to answer.
Why?
Not for you. Just
for me.
I think there's. Well, I'll tell you afterwards if you're interested. I just think there's some things that I'm allowed to keep private. Luke, what's the longest kind of session you've had? Would you say?
I don't know. Probably fucking ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's someone like really, I don't know, yeah.
That sort of length?
Yeah, you
hours.
Might spend all day in bed or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't know how to...
Yeah. That's what I mean.
I don't know how to quantify it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nor should you.
No? It's not about... So what's your longest?
6 hours and 25 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That would be very meat.
Smashed it again.
Just 3 more seconds.
Got like a chalkboard on the wall.
Personal best attained.
Just shouting PB.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, day long sessions or night long sessions, for sure. I mean, there probably, you know, there have been times where narcotics have been involved, where even longer potentially.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What's your favorite drug to have sex on?
Do you know what? Genuinely, marijuana.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Weed makes it, obviously, the gay community are, well, not the gay community, there is a subsection, if you'll excuse the pun. Of the gay community that, you know, enjoys like having sex on drugs. There's a lot of different ones, you know, some of them varying in intensity and danger and stuff. But I'm sometimes like, why go to all the intense ones when weed makes me so horny? I don't know about you, Jay. Yeah. So funny.
Give
to
it a physical
you.
Comedy. Yeah.
Listeners can see, but Jamie was desperately looking in the corner.
I was just joking. But
that's great.
No, I've not. I'm not really a drug taker, am I? or a sex haver.
So. You like a bit of Kets.
You have sex with them.
No.
for the benefit of the listener, Jamie's winking.
No, I wasn't.
You told me you were a top pussy shagger.
Yeah, you, no, you didn't. Always
no. Word for word, you said you were Admiral no. Pussygetter.
Luke, for some reason, this decided to call me and my very nerdy home friends the Pussy Licking Brigade.
PLBs.
Good night. He refers to his friends as a squad.
Nice.
Yeah. A squad.
Yeah.
What tactical unit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the longest session would you say you've had, Jamie?
Probably just 10 minutes longer than whatever you said. About the same.
Well, I'm blind that someone might have gone on for longer than 12 hours.
Yeah, that 10 minutes really isn't that much of a difference, is it?
But yeah, I think weed's the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't smoke it often, it's really good for that.
It makes you zone in, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know why it does that.
Yeah. To not just make you hungry.
No.
Hungry for.
If you stop smoking, probably, then yeah.
Right. Okay.
I tried having sex on mushrooms once. It was horrible.
Oh, really?
I thought my fingers had like melted into her. God. And then I was like, we're like one entity. And then I think I stopped doing anything because I was just like, we're one thing. God. And then had to give up.
I've had a few good sessions on cocaine. If you get the good cocaine.
Yeah, I bet that was so annoying. Yeah, was good. You're just chatting the whole way through.
No. Sessions like, yeah, good. That was good, but it doesn't always work because sometimes you get cocaine, it's got a bit too much speed in it and gives you small willy syndrome, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. That dastardly cocaine.
Dastardly speed. Those drug dealers are on my list because they
on top of your natural, that'll be tiny bits.
Yeah.
Does that actually make it small?
Just amphetamines. Hard. If you take too much amphetamines, yeah. It's
oh, true. That's what it is. I can't be on amphetamines all the time.
Dirty Laundry.
We'll move on to gripes, shall we? So the way it works, just to refresh your terrible memory, Luke, we each say the issue we've had with one another over the last week.
You... I haven't hung out with any of you for the other
week. No, you don't. Oh. Just listen.
Sorry.
Both of you on this sofa.
There's something about that sofa have a that problem turns people into imbeciles.
Basic listening. Me and Jamie say the issue that we've had with one another this week.
He's really showing his true colours here. Isn't
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
You judge whose is more valid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's
gripe?
You sort of judge it and
you mediate. Can ask questions about it, mediate, we might solve it, but you in the end you've got to judge whose is more reasonable.
Yeah. I love how Luke's actually done this before and he can't remember it.
Good. I don't know how you don't have any recollection of this. But it's kind of a reverse agony aunt situation. Yeah. We're coming to you with a problem.
I get it.
What you do with an agony aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but normally on podcast the host would be the agony aunt.
Right. Yeah. Fair point. Good point. Okay.
Yep. Whose gripe would you like to hear first?
Yours.
Okay, is this an audio-only podcast? So.
Oh, Jamie D'Souza's, please.
I thought your gripe was going to be you had to visually do it, so you had to fuck me or something.
Well, that would have mattered because you were asking the question. I said you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I like this sort of, there's been quite a catty undertone today, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been tense the whole way through. I'll say that.
Despite you,
enjoyed a second. I haven't felt hugely comfortable.
No, we've made no effort at any point to make
with everyone zone out and someone would ask a question then look at the dog and they'd be like, you've answered the question wrong, fucking idiot.
We've had guests who've genuinely not got a word in pretty much.
Really?
They've turned up, sat up there, not been bold enough to sort of interject. And we've done nothing to bring them into the conversation.
We've not bothered to ask them questions.
And you released that episode with their
Sam,
name.
Sam Code.
Well, their name.
That reminds me, I saw him the other week and I said, Sam, the last time I saw you, you didn't say a fucking word. And I think he got a bit annoyed about it.
Yeah.
I really wasn't happy.
What we'll have to do,
that's
Alfie.
Quite a flex. To just, you should get the biggest name. You should get fucking Clive Anderson and Stephen Fry not ask them a single question.
What we should do, Alfie, is just a little lesson on interpersonal skills.
I just meant it as a joke, as if to say, like, you know.
But you're saying it's Alfie's fault that none of you spoke to Sam Code.
No, to be fair,
going up to him in that moment and bringing it up.
Yeah, we were in a comedy club, to be fair, so it's on that vibe.
It's fine. Anyway, so my gripe for this week, and listeners will remember if they've listened to last week's episode, I spoke about how I was having a shower and Mark came in while I was showering with my permission.
Not okay.
He said I'm touching cloth, which I've got a phoebe of all things fecal, and he came in
and fecal. Yeah.
It's genuine,
like an actual fear.
It makes me feel like sick.
Scat fear.
Yeah,
scat fear.
Maybe that's why you fainted because Clive's performance was so shit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just allergic to poor performance skills. Obviously, you'd have to be so composed to have that fucking zinger. After fainting. I need to remember when you sneeze, you're meant to be like, I'm allergic to bullshit. Yeah.
That's a good one.
But anyway, but so last week I was having a shower. Mark came in and did a big poo. And my main annoyance with that is that he found it really funny how painful I was finding the situation.
He was in the shower going like,
I was screaming. Been cleaning but felt so dirty.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. I felt sick when I came out.
I was screaming with laugh.
Even thinking but
that is gross though, to have a shit in like a moist room.
Yeah.
Because that's going to travel.
True. The opposite. Goes down to the ground and it actually makes it go down to the ground more.
So what are you moaning for them?
Yeah,
well, I'm not even moaning.
This was last week's gripe. No, but you don't have a ground to stand on because you invited him in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's literally not even my gripe for this
week. Why are you bringing it up?
It's relevant. It's clearly relevant.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It was just to throw us off the scent.
The wrong thing.
Sorry,
you can't bring up previous gripe.
There's no being thrown up of that scent. No, if you let me finish my fucking gripe. So last week...
But why are you telling a story to misdirect us to different gripes?
This is not fair. You can't bring up like previous
criminal
convictions.
Anyway, Mark was shitting while I was in the shower and I hate it when he doesn't do the dishes.
Fuck. Things Mark knows what this gripe is. But anyway, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Okay, fine. So last week I was having a shower. Mark came in and did a shit. Today I was brushing my teeth and Mark came and went, can I brush my teeth as well?
No, I texted you.
Yeah.
Saying, can I brush my teeth?
Exactly. You said, and that was actually in. While I was coming out of the shower as well. So basically the last two times I've been showering...
Mark, 2 times you've been showering. 2 weeks. That's my fucking gripe. You stink of shit.
Okay, fucking hell, right. 2 of the times I've showered in the last 2 weeks, so an average of once a week, Mark has asked to come in.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first time, accident. Second time, coincidence. I actually think Mark... He's trying to seduce me.
Oh.
And I just want to remind him you're straight.
You're
consider him as a friend.
Sick of being seduced.
I've got no problem with what he does as long as he does it behind closed doors.
You know I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They couldn't be more open. Yeah.
But yeah.
Personal but best, Jamie.
Chalk it up to Susan.
We're on 3 hours in.
There's like a
not
big clock in my room.
Yeah.
And
diligently taking notes.
It's going to Hawkeye. Yeah, like it doesn't count.
He's a line judge.
That is not actual penetration. That is teasing.
Yeah, go to the VAR.
Yeah.
But my gripe is stop trying to get in the shower with me.
Jamie and I come from quite different cultures, and I don't mean, you know, South Asian and white British.
And gay.
I come from a very... open door culture.
You're talking about your family setup.
Yeah.
You would shower with your brother quite a lot.
Yeah, growing up. And I'm very relaxed about nudity and, you know, just bodily fluids generally don't freak me out and so on and so forth. And
open family.
Exactly, all of this stuff. And I think it's, you know, quite sweet to, you know, whatever, brush teeth together and chat and have a laugh. I would do that with my cousin all the time when he was living here.
How can you have a laugh when you're brushing teeth? You can't even
speak.
You're
giggling. It's actually really funny. One of you will say something before you start brushing teeth.
Yeah, I've done that. That is really funny.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Maybe we should brush our teeth this whole podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, next week we'll both brush our teeth.
For 1 hour.
Yeah. SoundCo's still sitting there not saying
all over the mic.
If there was one pod where he surely could have got a word in edgeways. Yeah. So I'm trying to encourage it, and I do think it would help Jamie with a bit of his frigidness, if he doesn't like to be touched, lack of all of this, if he would, you know, was able to relax more in those settings.
And you think us brushing teeth in a room together is gonna solve that?
But you've got siblings, Jamie. Did you not share
three siblings?
Yes, but are you close in age?
So When one's 2 years older, one's 4 years younger, one's 10 years younger.
Yeah, so how did you not have those shared experiences like
what,
that?
What, where I'm showering and the other one comes in for a shit? What are you going about?
Yeah.
That would happen all the
brushing,
time.
The brushing the teeth thing, that's...
I was brushing my teeth while coming out of the shower.
And you think because Mark's gay is going to bum you? Is that what it is?
No.
You said the grape.
I'd like to remind you that I'm straight.
So you've forgotten your own winding tail.
Well, firstly, I think...
Well, he's worried about my winding tail.
It's like a pig's cock. It's corkscrew shape. Did you know that, Alfie?
Yeah, but pig's Mark's cock is pig shaped. Yeah.
That was so like the teacher asking, "What did I just say?" And he's put the words together in any order.
Mark's cock is pig shaped.
Mark's cock is pig.
His cock is pig shaped. I mean, yeah, broadly, I guess it's like it's oblong.
That's Mark's nickname for his cock.
It's not the pig.
It's not pig
shaped. Snuffle, snuffle.
Well, he's certainly giving people swine foot. No,
that's not nice. right.
Anyway, so just
well,
to
first,
clarify,
I think all three of you need to apologise for saying that my story was rambling.
Your story
when
was rambling.
I needed to mention last week's gripe as context.
You forgot that
gripe.
It was homophobic. Yeah. It was so literally.
You told legitimate gripes about privacy, and then you were like, "Yeah, and he's gay. Fuck me."
No, that bit was a joke.
We don't do that in my family.
So that's Jamie's gripe. Let's move on to Mark's gripe, which I imagine could just
be
anything.
I think there's more. I don't know, because he's also in asked.
So the gripe is stay out of there while I'm having my shower. Is that it?
Yeah, stay out of
there. But you're not bursting in.
No, I'm texting.
I think bursting in would be where I'd be like, there's legitimate grounds for gripe. If he's like, can I come in? And you're like,
but I think he's
yes. You can't be like, oh, now you're in. That's just you being passive aggressive.
I think gradually trying to prise open a slippery slope.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true.
You think he's...
I knew that would make you laugh.
You knew that was what that implied. Your devilish little face was like, what am I saying? Exactly what I wanted to say. I mean,
but look how mellow this is. I said, can I come in to clean my teeth, 9:42? Jamie, yeah, but I am also.
Also, why are you on the phone in the shower?
I just coming out of the shower.
Why don't you just leave your phone out of the shower?
Yeah, I said this last week. I don't understand why.
I just have the shower there in case I get a message. Well, the phone there.
From what? From who?
Anyone.
From Mark.
Like
but you can
reply.
Wash in like 3 minutes. You can't be away from your phone
quite
for
long
3 minutes. Really?
Yeah, 4 or 5
it's like
minutes.
I hope Mark doesn't come in.
Yeah, it's one shower a week. Four a week.
Yeah. It's totally incidental, but might as well do this admin now. Just I might need you to have either slightly colder or slightly less long ones, only because I demolded the bathroom yesterday. But just because you know what the bathroom is like,
showering for so long.
Anyway, we'll keep the door open. We'll keep the door open as well.
Can I gripe and go? Can you only shower with the door open and cold, so no mist, so I can see exactly what's happening?
My gripe is, look, Jamie's relationship with Ruby, my friend, is clearly on the ropes. She's basically been around here once since the turn of the new year, and we're now in May. Clearly on the ropes. She's bailed, I think, the last 5 times they've intended to meet up. And I just think it's really sad that, you know, as one of his closest friends, Jamie, and his housemate, and indeed a friend of his girlfriend's, Jamie doesn't feel he can confide that in me. when it's clearly, I mean, their relationship is functionally over because, you know, they've not seen each other in weeks, if not months. So,
And your gripe is he won't talk to you about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because you keep trying to fuck him.
I guess all of
I'm
this is...
I'm just not ready to move on. Yeah.
All of this
you're
is
like,
him,
it's over.
All of this is about him metaphorically and literally not opening up. Mouth, door, arsehole.
Yeah, okay, this all makes sense. This is a metaphorical
and
literal.
That's good to find a theme. Mm. No, firstly, me and Ruby going stronger than ever. We actually
no
met
evidence.
2 years ago. Today.
Wow. I met, wow. I was there when you guys met.
No
you weren't.
What?
No,
was it not?
Unfortunately.
Oh, all right.
Wrong answer again.
Unless you were in the corner of the room.
It was the 8th of May in Brighton.
It was on the 8th of May in Brighton, which means it's 2 years since we had our really traumatic weekend where we got in a fight and stuff.
Fun though.
You got in a fight in
Brighton? Not with each other.
With who?
some racist homophobes.
Yeah, we got
racist and homophobic. Yeah, yeah. What a combo.
We got we collected 5 pieces of racist and homophobic abuse across the weekend.
Good lord.
Yeah. It was actually probably spoken about loads.
It's a really interesting pub crawl that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically,
in Brighton of all places.
Yeah, where was the Champions League final was on.
Brighton in particular, woke places that have a very woke centre and then quite rough suburbs outside.
I went to Arundel.
Yeah.
Jailhouse.
I did whole routine about gay sex. They hated it.
Really?
And like with a real passion.
Was that at the jailhouse?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
Was it in a...
it was in a brewery, I think.
Okay. Well.
Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Your gripe is me and Ruby. Firstly, this notion that me and Ruby haven't seen each other in ages is obviously, I was meant to see her last week, but I fainted. The week before that, she fainted.
Yeah, and why do we think we're fainting?
Why are you both fainting all the time?
Just an anemic. We'd like to do things together.
Talk about power couple.
Yeah.
I think you're fainting at the idea of seeing each other.
That could have been it.
So when was the last time you saw her?
We actually went on a week-long, really lovely, amazing holiday to Athens, 2 weeks ago.
And you just needed a break.
But I
needed a bit of break.
After a holiday,
twice as long.
Do we have any evidence that you were both there?
you don't even believe this happened.
I've got pictures of me. I've got pictures of Greece. I don't think I've got pictures of us together.
That's not evidence.
How does that help?
Let me see. I actually don't think we've got a single photo from it.
That's convenient. Oh,
okay, this is interesting.
How do you not have a single photo?
Alfie, I like to live in the moment.
Yeah, but girls love photos, don't they? They do.
Add that to the list of what girls
do.
They
do. That's true.
Yeah, I think culturally that is a fair point.
Look, photos of Ruby in Athens.
That's just photos of Athens.
That's a photo of her cat.
And that's her and her friends. No, that's me.
That's a dog.
That's a photo of me.
But that's on Zoom.
What we need is a photo of the two of you together.
It's not on Zoom.
What do you mean? That's on the laptop.
Can we have a photo? Is there a photo of the two of you together that's been taken in the last 6 months?
No, we're
I rest my case.
We're like Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
What, broken up?
No. Look, do you want to see? This is a picture of us together.
Sure. Do you know who that is?
We can't say. It's a comedy promoter who Mark thinks has got an ugly wife and an ugly baby. So sent us a picture of all three of them.
I'm a bad
all
guy.
Three of them are ugly.
Bad guy. Right. Anyway, so that's my gripe.
And you're annoyed he won't confide in you.
Well, funnily enough, I'm seeing her in just a few hours' time.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I might go to Mildred's. There's a new Mildred's in Victoria.
You look a bit faint.
You want to come along?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do actually feel a bit peaky.
Did she say, we need to go for a chat? Is that what she said?
No. Mm. Quite the opposite. She sent me a Jamie D'Souza starter pack.
Oh, she did one for me as well.
Like a little meme.
Okay.
The starter pack vibe. It'd be like, I don't know, Sydney girls starter pack and have like vape. I don't know.
Right.
Mine's fun.
Jamie D'Souza starter pack, a new girlfriend.
Yeah,
that was one of the things. It was one single. Jamie D'Souza says prestigious.
She did one for me too.
Okay.
For the Me Too movement.
No.
But mine has things like pepperami, my red coat, grinder, coffee, beer, wine, McDonald's.
Oh, that's quite cute.
Yeah,
that's
Henry nice. VIII.
It's like
ABBA, Louis Walsh.
You're big into Henry VIII?
It's too hard.
Don't go into it. It annoys me.
All right, sorry. You're quite right. On theme for this podcast, let's not go into any of the questions.
My starter pack. I should have used this as my 7 wonders, but what's funny is Mark's dog was on my starter pack, but not yours.
Yeah, what an indictment.
Phone one. Actually, she put smashed phone on the starter pack. My phone hadn't smashed in like 6 months. Then within 3 days of seeing that,
to be fair, you hadn't seen her for 6 months.
Yeah, so. Yeah, true. Mm. That's true, actually.
And your relationship was smashed. So.
Yeah. Do you talk to anyone about your feelings, Jamie?
I'm incredibly open about my feelings.
Yeah?
Ask me anything.
What are you feeling now?
Bored? No. I'm feeling content and happy because, the sun's out. Mm. Yeah. I feel like comedy's going all right. My work's going all right.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, Luke.
Yeah.
Over to you then, my friend, to adjudicate.
Well, whose gripe do I think is
more you've got to do like an Alan reasonable. Sugar, like, you can do this, you can do this. Overall,
what
you're in the wrong.
What should we both be doing?
Oh, I got to come to like consensus. But I think yours is reasonable, though.
Thank you.
Asking, and again, if you're asking,
audio.
Sorry,
yours is reasonable, not clear.
I think Mark's is reasonable. Mm. He's asking before doing anything. Which I feel like it's a communication issue on your
part. How is Mark? Because me and Ruby's relationship is fine.
Huh?
Oh, you know, he means me asking to use the bathroom is reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because if you don't want that, you just say no.
Just say no.
But you won't say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I've got a long history of refusing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you don't take no for an answer. No, well, that is problematic.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Okay, well, I know what you need to do. I need to listen to the word no.
Well, I introduced a consent joke there. Yeah. It didn't need to happen.
So okay, as long as no is being respected
on
Mark's end, I see no issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Do you feel, Jamie, if you felt when he texted you say, can I come in and brush my teeth, and you said no, do you think Mark would have just come in anyway? So by you texting yes, it feels like you taking a certain element of power back, whereas realistically the power's not there.
Interesting.
Yes. Mark? No, I'm just going to say yeah, because it gives me more likelihood of winning. Yeah, fine. So do you think that, Alfie?
That's great. And what was
it? You just zoned out, don't
I don't know what happened.
Just, you literally mid-conversation, you just like, I can't be fucked today.
I'll be honest, I don't know. What, you just choose one as our lady.
Great.
Together.
Great. And then what was... Mine was this...
I thought this has been an exceptionally good episode.
Yeah, I think it has been
all right. They're all about Jamie not opening up. Mine
smashed
was about
fucking Clive Anderson out of the park.
Yeah, God.
It's just been genuine chuckles at times.
Completely unprovoked at times.
We need to call this the roast of Anderson. Yeah. Got to make a call. Whose gripe is more valid, do you think?
Yours. Right. I don't like emotionally closed off people.
I'm not emotionally closed off. I just don't have a problem.
I calm down. You know, communicate with words. You know?
Yeah, because you don't
communicate with calm words rather than aggressive gestures.
You don't
gestures.
Share it, then manifests in anger. Like you just don't, like
see, if you've just opened up a little bit,
just lashed
I'm completely
out.
Open. If you
just
things are going incredibly well with me and Ruby.
Why do you say that with such dead?
Well, feels like a undiagnosed party member.
Undiagnosed autism is probably
if that
the
were true, really? I would have seen
you can't hide that's behind your say. Non-diagnosis.
So that's two all then from the reboot.
Yeah,
I think that's absolute bullshit.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Dirty Laundry.
Okay, so Luke, one more question, which you'll no doubt remember from first time round.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to this one.
Oh, Gracie, you remember this? Mm-hmm. Interesting. But yeah, what's the one thing that you're most grateful for in this world?
One thing I'm most grateful for?
Mm. Yeah, and it can't be the one you said last time.
Oh, what did I say last time? What an adorable question to end on. I don't feel like you did ask me that last time.
Every guest.
Oh, what am I most grateful to be here having a swell time with my three best friends?
And also, you don't mean that because I've seen you. I've seen your eyes glaze over about once every 5 minutes.
All right, sorry. I guess I'll stay here to like get it right. I'm very grateful for Alfie.
I think someone else has said that.
I don't think anyone said you.
No, there's not a chance.
When I said my cock, does that...
I'm
remember?
Not saying I'm grateful.
He's grateful for everything apart from
saying that. Someone else said Alfie.
I'm grateful
editing.
That cock exists as a general abstract
Alfie, I
sort of thing. I'm grateful for cock.
You're not
I'm grateful
actually,
for hot, horny,
no,
throbbing cock.
And you're not actually grateful that cock
I'm grateful for cock. I'm grateful for my cock. I have a fantastic cock.
But Alfie's already said his cock. I suppose you're not. Yeah,
I'm not grateful for
that. We can't just have everyone saying their own genital is what they're grateful for.
Why not? Why can't I feel
just
my?
You're
why
not grateful
I,
for your?
Why can't I have a moment where I'm feeling myself?
Yeah, that's
because it's
nice.
Been done.
No,
what do you mean it's been? No, oh, it's hack. I'm sorry. Like the question, what are you grateful for? hasn't been done before. This wildly original podcast.
I think that's fine. We'll give him that.
Okay.
So my cock is that what
Luke's cock?
Yeah. I tried to say something different, but that's what it's become.
I feel like your voice has been shut down a lot this
podcast. Yeah, that's fine. I'll take it.
That's what we're all about. Right, well, everyone, thanks so much for listening. Please remember to like, review, share, subscribe, tell your friends. And
sorry, can I just... Let's actually tell your friends and share it, because one of the things, we're coming back, but we really want to grow the podcast.
Yes.
Because for us to be able to do it on an ongoing basis, we need you.
We
That's
need
right, you.
A few people have messaged me, which is nice as well, but we're going to start a Patreon soon. So if you think you would pay for extra content, then drop me a message, say how much, and whether you would or not, that'd be useful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but do just leave a review, share it on your story, because it genuinely does make a really big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think some of you consider it to be a sort of guilty pleasure, but we need you to... turn that into a widespread pleasure.
Be less guilty about liking us, because that makes us feel even worse.
Open up.
Yeah.
That's the open message up.
Let us brush our teeth together.
Very good. Exactly. That's the message of this pod. Brilliant. Yeah. And see you next time. Thank you.
Oh, no. Well, follow Luke Chilson on Instagram as well.
Yeah. My, you can find me at Thor Tells Jokes.
Very good.
What is your actual
Luke Chilton comedian. Yeah, I should stop not promoting myself.
No, it's fine. Luke Chilton
comedian.
Incredible comic.
Yeah, she's definitely going to comic.
Yeah, one of the best.
At Luke Chilton comedian, at Alfie Evers, at Jamie is a joke, at Mark Bittlestone.
And at Dirty Laundry
underscore
pod.
Thanks, everyone.
See you later. Bye.
30 Laundry.